She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, a straight dog is nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you wanna listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay if you need help today, cause everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
Good morning and welcome, Transformation Talk listeners. My name is Ellen Stewart and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx. Welcome to my show, Recovery Recharged, where we share advice and support from experts in addiction and recovery. I am so thrilled to have a special guest on this morning. I know this woman for quite some time. In fact, at least a decade and a half, if not two decades. And the organization that she is a part of is something that I want every home out there to be aware of. Because in recovery, this organization called Young People in Recovery envisions a world where all young people have the resources they need to thrive in recovery from addiction to drugs and alcohol. And I'm going to tell you how to be a part of this movement. And folks out there, parents and teachers alike listening this morning, I want you to direct all of your young people that are struggling to be a part of Young People in Recovery. So the person that can tell us all about it is the person that is the executive director of Young People in Recovery. And her name is Anne Herbst. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a woman who has been in this position for about 3 years, but prior to that, she was also a part of Young People in Recovery as the Director of Development and Vice President of Institutional Advancement. But prior to coming to Young People in Recovery, this woman has written several books, in addition to which she has been wrote a book called Willie, Raising and Loving a Child with Attention Deficit Disorder, which was subject of a spirit section profile on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Her freelance articles on parenting, health, and psychology have appeared in Marie Claire, Self, Parents, Redbook, Good Housekeeping, and New York Magazine, among others. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx and Recovery Recharged is delighted to welcome the Executive Director of Young People in Recovery, Anne Herbst. Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much, Ellen. And I'm so excited to be here. As a Pushy Broad from Manhattan, I'm always happy to talk to my friend, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx.
Fantastic. Terrific. I'm so glad. All right, let's start so that people understand why it's so important to have an organization like this. So tell us a little bit about YPR from the beginning, Young People in Recovery. What's the mission of Young People in Recovery?
Yeah, Young People in Recovery was founded by young people in recovery to help others. And it was really created because a lot of young people and people of all ages could do very well in structured treatment settings. But when they went back home to the, you know, typical triggers and settings where they had their addiction first took root, they were struggling. They would have reoccurrences of use and, you know, back, rinse, repeat into treatment. And people felt they just weren't succeeding. So the idea is that it's an organization that will help people with what we call life skills. So finding and, resources to complete their educations, to find jobs, to find housing, social networks that support their recovery, things like that. So we're not treatment. It's this idea of recovery support services for young people by young people.
And how long has YPR been an organization?
It was founded in 2010. We got our 501c3 in 2015, but it was made effective 2013. The IRS, I don't know how they make these decisions. So usually math is not really a question that's hard to answer, but this one is a little funky. But basically, we've been serving youth and young adults for now it's 14 years, and we are happy to have 54 chapters in, I think it's 16 states, still growing. Volunteers can lead our chapters. Anybody can start a YPR chapter. They just have to go to our website and click a button, which is youngpeopleinrecovery.org. And, we want to grow and be in every corner of every state. And we also have a lot of online services because, we know that that since COVID is a great way that people are connecting and finding each other.
And why did you decide to call it, or why did the organization decide to call it Young People in Recovery?
Well, I'm clearly not in our age demographics. But it was really called Young People in Recovery because that's who started it and that's who it's for. When we say young, we're talking loosely under 30, age 30, but anybody can be a part of a YPR chapter, what we call recovery allies, so friends and family members. We welcome people of all ages at our meetings. We have even now an online support group for parents and friends and family members of young people in recovery. So really the idea was that we weren't seeing these resources in communities nationwide. So it's this sort of DIY mentality. If you build it, they will come. And that's really what's happened. It's been incredible to see the growth over, the past 10, 14 years.
All right, so let's make it simple for everybody. Let's go back to the beginning. I go to youngpeopleinrecovery.org. All right, I go to the website, and is there a charge for this? How do I sign up? Tell me the basics.
Yeah, so we don't charge our participants to be involved in our groups in any way. We have the chapters meet in person, so you can go to our website and see the click on the chapters tab, and it will show you where our chapters are. It will even give you email addresses for the chapter leads. So if you see your town there, there's a chapter there. But if you don't see your town there, you can go to events and see what the online offerings are. We have weekly all recovery meetings for both in English and Spanish. We have special group for LGBTQ plus folks. And again, I mentioned the friends and family members group, which is monthly, not weekly for now anyway. But if you see an event, you can go online or in person. And again, we don't charge anybody anything to be a part of it.
All right, you hear, Transformation Talk Network listeners, this organization is free for young people, especially, and their loved ones and their family. There are separate events and separate meetings. So every young person in recovery out there that is automatically going to 12-step meetings but does want to find other ways to connect with people in recovery and really appreciate recovery, Young People in Recovery is free to join. Just sign up on youngpeopleinrecovery.org.
And then,
So
Alan, if I can interrupt for a second too, because you mentioned 12-step, and I think it's also really important for your listeners and viewers to know that YPR is what we call all pathways to recovery. So whether you are a 12-stepper, whether you are smart recovery, whether you medication-assisted treatment, faith-based harm reduction, or so-called natural recovery, where you don't belong to any specific group or treatment philosophy, you just want to improve your health and wellness. We also are welcoming to people who are seeking recovery. So we don't talk about sober time. You don't have to have a certain number of days or months or years to join us. So everybody really is welcome, even the so-called, sober curious. If you just want to check out what recovery might mean to you, how you can define it for yourself. And if you don't know yet, that's okay. You're still welcome.
I'm glad that you clarified that because there are so many different ways that you can be participatory. So what I love about it is that I've known this program for a very, very long time, and it's kind of a movement, and you talk about it being a movement. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so I think for a lot of young people, they didn't see themselves reflected in the groups where they were recommended to join. So the typical story is somebody gets out of treatment, they're handed up in the old days a piece of paper with a phone number or a meeting list in their town, and they show up and they're people who are their parents' age, even their grandparents' age. And who, and they're thinking, well, okay, this is fine, and if this is going to help me, I'll do it. But who am I going to hang out with on a Friday night? Who am I going to date? Where am I going to find like this? So I know it's not safe for me to go to the parties and the bars and the places I used to hang out and get into trouble. So what do I do? And the philosophy is really that everybody needs social connection. Everybody needs a pathway to, if you don't have things that are rewarding for you. And I'm not even just talking about money, although I'm not talking about money, because having a way to be financially independent is really important for people's recovery. And money can be a trigger for a lot of people. But we just want to make sure that whatever people wanted to do before addiction derailed their lives, did they want to be a teacher? Did they want to be a doctor? Did they want to own their own business? Did they want to, whatever it is, be an artist? You can still do that. And that you nothing is off limits to you just because you have a substance use disorder or you had active addiction in your life. We want that to be the smallest part of your life, and that recovery being the biggest part of your life. Everything's open to you, that the world is still a big place where you can achieve and enjoy and grow and thrive.
That's why this organization is so important for everybody to be a part of. Do you have an idea of your membership currently?
Well, it's we've provided tens of thousands of services every year and thousands of events. So, it's interesting because you might have every participation in YPR can look different for different people depending on what they're involved in. And that's what's so nice about it is that people can customize it. People really enjoy. The chapters do what we call pro-social activities. So, I mean, we know what antisocial activities are. These are the opposite. These are pro-social activities, things like yoga or hiking or basketball or whatever. Our Louisville, Kentucky chapter has had Ultimate Frisbee for 6 years, and people come every Thursday or whatever day it is, and they go, that could be a huge part of their recovery. Other people really get into the advocacy. They want to change laws and make a difference in public policy. Other people just really enjoy doing, community service, cleaning up parks, and visiting high schools and talking about recovery and prevention. So it can look really different depending on what your particular interests are, and each chapter can customize what they do and where they do it, how they do it, depending on what the needs are of their local communities. For example, a lot of our chapters are doing a lot of like naloxone distribution right now, Narcan, teaching people how to reverse overdoses, which is obviously incredibly important right now.
And you also have things called a life skills program and also a prevention and recovery program for young teenagers. Just talk briefly about those two things.
Yeah, so briefly, those grew out of what the chapters were doing in their communities. And we have three life skills curriculum programs. The first one is called My Recovery is Epic, and it's for young adults at age 18 and up. The second one is for criminal justice involved individuals of all ages, and it's called the Phoenix Program. And the third one, our newest one, is a little more in the prevention space for 14 to 18 year olds, so high school age kids who might be struggling with substances. They may not necessarily identify as being in recovery yet. They may not have had a formal substance use diagnosis, but they're misusing drugs and alcohol and are looking, who we want to help them find a better way.
And in addition to that, you have a few others that we're going to touch on briefly. You have a continuing education program with continuing, well, you have a continuing education credits to peer workers, social workers, and others in helping professions so that they can learn best practices in how to support youth and young adults in recovery. So it's kind of that give back, which is wonderful. But
That's
I
coming
want,
soon.
go
Yeah,
ahead.
that one isn't quite up and running yet, but that's on tap for for later in the year. So yes, but we are having an event. And if I can give a little plug to our conference, YPR is putting on the Youth Recovery Expo, and that's in Washington, D.C., July 9th and 10th. There's a Hill Day component to that. And folks who are looking for continuing ed credits can get it by attending the conference on July 9th. And you can learn more about that on our website.
Youngpeopleinrecovery.org. Okay. And I see the Youth Recovery Expo. And one last word about the other thing called Idea Core. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we are running something called Idea Core, which IDEA stands for Inclusivity, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility. And these are led by Black and Brown people who want to give back to their communities. It's a little bit different than a YPR chapter, a little focused on education, stigma reduction, and harm reduction in historically underserved communities. So that is led by our Director of Inclusivity and Equity. And it was something that came out of YPR's response, like many organizations nationwide, to the murder of George Floyd and Black Lives Matter movement. So we are very invested, and we really want to center the lived experience of individuals who have disproportionately borne the brunt of the war on drugs and make sure that we are serving communities that still need a lot of attention and have not been treated fairly.
Well, you have a variety of programs that is far-reaching and covers every single topic that one could ask for. How to have a good time, how to learn something, how to be included. All of these things make Young People in Recovery a place that you need to go and sign up for. It is free. Do you have to be in recovery in order to sign up to YPR, or can anybody join?
Yeah, that's a great question. We welcome people who are recovery allies. I myself am a recovery ally with people who've had addiction, substance use disorder in my family. My lived experience is being an ally. So yeah, we treasure our allies, and we do, like I said, welcome folks of any age. Of course, the focus is on the young people, but we know that we have a lot to learn from folks of all ages who have been in active recovery, and we want to get their experiences and lessons as well.
And I have been a part of YPR since its inception. So I'm telling you, this is an amazing organization. So let's talk a little bit about chapters and communities. First of all, let's get something clear. Does YPR provide treatment for drug or alcohol addiction?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question because that's probably the one that I get asked the most. So we do not provide treatment. We will help you find treatment if you are ready for treatment and or need treatment or want to find treatment for a friend or loved one. A chapter lead would definitely in your community know treatment resources. We also have resources available on our website on the resources section. Again, that's youngpeopleinrecovery.org. But we are not clinical service providers. We are in this section of the field that is called peer recovery support services. So we can't write you a prescription for a medication, to help with your fight alcohol or opioid cravings. We can help you find somebody who can do that, but we are going to help you with your social engagement, with your building your cultural capital, helping you find education, housing, employment, all the things that are not like writing a prescription or sitting down and with a therapist, but the things that that are also very important outside of those treatment settings to help you be successful in recovery.
And you talked before about chapters, and there are chapters in there were there what do you have about 54, 55 chapters in 19 states right now.
Yep.
And so what happens if someone joins and they go into their particular town and they're looking on your list and they don't find a chapter? Then what? What do you suggest?
So if they would like to start a chapter, we recommend that if you can find a couple of other people who might also be interested in starting one with you, it is a pretty serious amount of time to volunteer to be a chapter lead, about 10 hours a week. But we love our volunteers and they are some of our most effective chapter leads. And all you need to do is sign up on our website to start a chapter and you fill out a form and assuming that you do everything that we ask you to do. And show up, for your Zooms and all of that. We will train you and provide everything you need to start a chapter in your community. If you don't have the time to do that, though, you're welcome to join online. So we have lots of online activities. So if you don't have a chapter in your community, you can still take part.
And that's great. Before, I mean, this is partially a whole new thing. And maybe this was with the COVID inception that you have more things and more participations online, which is really, really great. So somebody will get something out of it. There's no question. Okay. So how can people find out more about all of the activities you do, including the Idea Corps and the Spanish program that you have? You also have something called Rainbow Recovery. You're hosting Rainbow Recovery. Let's talk about that inclusion.
Yeah, that's one of our weekly online recovery meetings, and that is specifically for the LGBTQ plus population. We know that folks who identify in that community are geometrically more likely to have substance use issues than others who are in the straight cis community. It is, you know, a lot of stigma, a lot of prejudice, and, you know, there's often trauma, there's also often physical violence. So there's a lot of reasons why substance misuse and addiction is more common for LGBTQ plus youth. And we want to make sure that they have a place to come and be supported where they are with their peers, because it's often not safe for them in a lot of their communities to be out. And, you know, it's really hard. You can't just, if you can't walk into a meeting or to a treatment center to talk to your parents about what's going on, then how are you going to get better? So you need to have some place where you are safe and you're able to talk about what's really happening in your life.
And if we want to find out more, not only do we go to youngpeopleinrecovery.org, but you have something called an e-newsletter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our newsletter, you can sign up on our website, just scroll down and you press a button, you'll put in your email address so we can send it to you. And we feature topics, you know, different things that are going on in the recovery space. We feature chapters and chapter events, all interviews, all kinds of fun stuff. It's an entertaining and informational monthly newsletter that will tell you everything about YPR. And it's another way to stay connected to our organization and to, you know, the greater recovery community.
And is YPR on social media?
Yes, of course we are. Thank you for asking. We are on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, which is our newest channel. And we've been having a lot of fun on TikTok.
And you have something for Spanish-speaking population.
Yes. Well, we do. We have also our website is available in Spanish too. There's a button if you go onto youngpeopleinrecovery.org, or you can go onto it's ESP, like Espanol. You can just press the button to click and it'll flip to English or Spanish depending on where you started. If you start in English, you can just press the button to go to Spanish. If you start on Spanish, you can press the button to go to English.
And they can also download some information as well, right? Do you have a life skills curriculum? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a lot of resources that are available on our resource page. We were talking about LGBTQ+. We have lots of resources there, different links for Spanish speakers, for parents. We have toolkits, for example, on xylazine. We have... online, we actually also have monthly Narcan training. So there's lots of things you can sign up for. We have webinars. We've got all kinds of fun and interesting things that you can do through our website if you check out the resources page.
I know this is very important to you, and it's personally important because you have spent so much time in the organization and you have a special love for it. I do know many people that started this organization. You and I met while you were working at this organization. It really has a very, very big impact. As I was saying to you before we started, there are so many people that I have as clients that are young people in recovery that have a very difficult time being proud of being in recovery. Youngpeopleinrecovery.org gives you the opportunity to be proud of yourself in recovery. So we have 30 seconds, and leave us with a great message and tell us why this is so important to you.
Yeah, I just want to say to anybody who's out there who is wrestling with shame or stigma about being in recovery, just speaking to what you were referring to, please come check out Young People in Recovery. You don't have to suffer alone. We talk about the opposite of addiction is community. And there are so many people who have had the same lived experience that it's really important to just get some help, whether it's through YPR or counseling or any kind of assistance. Please don't suffer in silence. Your life is important, and we want you to have a happy, good life full of health and wellness. And it is possible. Recovery is possible at any age. And I encourage you to just take that first step. You are worth it.
Youngpeopleinrecovery.org. Sign up today. It's free. It will change your life. This is Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening. And remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the pushy broad from the